Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Clayton, one of the absolute best in the business. Been a while since we've had a chance to talk to him, but he's the host of the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN in Seattle, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs on 957 Dubs Radio. John, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for your time. Let's start with a story that recently developed in your neck of the woods. Colin Kaepernick losing out on the backup job in Seattle to Austin Davis. Pete Carroll said he's a starter in this league. So why didn't the Seahawks ultimately go with him?
Well, because they didn't need a starter, they needed a backup. And after evaluating, I think what Pete did is, you know, he was the one really interested in Colin. One, to at least get him back in the scene as far as getting workouts and getting in at least with teams. And then also, too, he knew he would be a fit in the locker room because the guys respected him, particularly the defensive guys in the Seahawks. But I think probably in the conversation, you know, even though he said, I'm sure, I'm happy to be a backup, Pete probably got the idea that that's probably not the case, you know, because, again, it's hard to be a $19 million starter and go to a backup at the minimum salary. And so, you know, after further review, he took the position. It's like, okay, we're not going to offer him. The door still may be open because who knows if Austin Davis is going to be good enough to beat off Trevon Boykin. But I think in the end, they never got to an offer, and they knew where the money was going to go. But I think that Pete just basically had the feeling that this wasn't going to be a good fit because I'm sure that, you know, Colin's still thinking starter. And on a team like this with Seattle and Russell Wilson, that wasn't going to be an opportunity.
Did he essentially do a service or a disservice to Colin Kaepernick in his quest for a job? I mean, a service in that he gave him a look and he showed that Colin is still interested in playing, but kind of a disservice because he was let go without even getting a chance at a backup job, and Austin Davis ultimately beat him out.
No, he gives a service because I know Pete has been interested in having Colin come in for a visit for 2 months. And that's something that he thought, at the very least, it's going to get more interest in him because nobody other than Pete and the Seahawks had called. And so that was the idea because he respected how competitive it was with him in San Francisco going up against the Seahawks, particularly at that time, it was probably the best rivalry in the NFL. So there was that respect, and he felt in the worst case, well, I mean, so he doesn't get an offer or he doesn't get the deal, but at least you know it shows that teams can be interested, and Seattle was interested. No, he was trying to do him a service, along with trying to service himself and see if Colin would be a good fit as a backup. Unfortunately for Colin, that offer never came.
When you look at that and you take that a little further, you say, okay, he's a starter, but he, you know, people view him as a backup. Some view him as a starter. What do you say to those out there when you look at guys like Sanchez and Geno Smith? Guys are still getting jobs that are, I think, of probably lesser than Colin. What does that say? Is it just too much of a cloud surrounding him, so teams are saying, I'd just rather punt?
Yeah, and I mean, in some ways, I mean, it is different than Jay Cutler, but in some ways it isn't. Because, you know, you start to evaluate and you say, okay, what do you have in Colin Kaepernick? I mean, you have a great talent with a great arm, a great running ability, but you still look at the fact that he's been 4-20 in his last 24 starts. That's a little bit of a concern. You know that it wasn't a very good 49er team over the last 2 years, but usually a quarterback can elevate that team to a higher level. Colin, unfortunately, has not been able to do that. So I think that went against him. Clearly, his stand on taking the knee on the national anthem is going to affect a lot of owners, and they're not going to give him a consideration. And so what it comes down to is that you look at Jay Cutler. I mean, nobody showed any interest in him, even though he had been a $16 million quarterback for how many years and had so many starts. So he goes into broadcasting. In the case of Colin, it's like, okay, can he make an acceptable fit as a backup quarterback? Now, you know he did it last year very well in San Francisco because, you know, there was never any problems with him working behind Blaine Gabbert. But then also, he's coming off 3 surgeries. So now he is healthy. He's getting some of that weight back. He's back to about 235 pounds. But, you know, at the moment, he just has to simply wait until training camp and the preseason to see what quarterbacks get hurt, because that's now going to be his next opportunity, understanding that starting next Thursday, everybody's off. Everybody's on vacation, because that's the last day of OTAs and minicamp, and so everybody goes on vacation. So now he's going to have to wait until the training camp or injuries to open up an opportunity for him.
John Clayton with Joe Low and Dibs on 957 Dubs Radio, powered by Verizon. Talk in the Bay Area as it pertains to the Raiders regarding Derek Carr and a contract extension with the team. Do you think this will get done before the start of the season? And when it does, what do you think it ultimately looks like? Is he going to top Andrew Luck's contract?
I think he almost has to, because he's at that right young age. He knows there's going to, and his agents know that the next contracts are going to be bigger than $25 million, whether it's going to be Matthew Stafford or Matt Ryan or Eli Manning or all these other quarterbacks that are going to start to come due by 2019, 2020. You know, Aaron Rodgers, for example, is kind of hinting and nudging the team to try to get him a contract extension. So I think that it's pretty well set that he pretty much has to get $25 million, but I think he made the statement last week that's going to make it even tougher. He wants this done before the start of training camp, or he's shutting down negotiations, because he realizes he's in a very strong position. There's no 50-year option that the team can exercise. You know, their only option is to put the franchise tag on him, and that'll be close to $25 million. So it's going to be, this is a tough one for the Raiders, because you think about what they have to do in the next couple months. You know, they know that Khalil Mack's going to command about $20 million. Gabe Jackson's going to be anywhere north of $8 million, maybe up to $10 million. And so that's a lot of money to come out, and, you know, with signing bonuses and everything else. So I think this is going to be very difficult. So I have no guarantee that this deal is going to get done.
And no guarantee that Marshawn Lynch is going to come in and play well, but Oakland's certainly thrilled to have him, the hometown boy, coming home to play for the Raiders. What do you think realistic expectations are for the kind of numbers and impact Marshawn Lynch will have this year?
You know, because when you start to think of 30, 31, 32-year-old backs, you start to think about 3.8 yards a carry. So now the question is, how many carries can his body handle without injury and being able to do that? So I'm kind of thinking he's going to be between 850 to 950 yards. But I know in his mind that he's thinking it's going to be 1,200 yards. But I thought that the press conference yesterday was pretty good, because first off, I mean, the two unusual things, one, seeing him in an OTA, he never does that. He's done that. Seeing him practice in the offseason, that's a rarity. And then, of course, the press conference where he goes on the NFL Network and is in front of everybody and lays a couple swear words on there with no seven-second delay, that's typical Marshawn. But, no, I think the big thing is that when he runs, he provides energy, because he just overpowers people, whether he's running right, running left, and he puts a fear factor in for the guys trying to tackle them that they have to think of the night before a game. That's a very rare commodity. I know that Lorenzo was able to do that when he would take out a linebacker on a block.
Tell him about it.
I know. Were you not my favorite fullback?
You were. Yeah, I was, and I really appreciate that. You always took care of me.
It's funny, John, because he's his own favorite fullback, too, so you guys have that in common.
John, no lie, just to paint a picture, Lorenzo Neal is in studio today wearing a Lorenzo Neal T-shirt.
Is that right? Wow, that's pretty good.
Wait, John, let me tell you, someone gave me this T-shirt, someone from the station, a friend, saying, hey, would you wear my buddy's T-shirt? So that's why.
There are literally six Lorenzo Neals on this
T-shirt.
John
knows me. You guys can't put a wedge. Me and him, we go way back.
We're not trying to put a wedge. We're just trying to give him accurate facts.
Well, that's good. But, I mean, there should be more people wearing Lorenzo Neal jerseys. That's, I think, a very important thing.
That's not why we booked you, Mr. Clayton. I'm afraid that's not why we brought you on.
I'm sorry. Our producers didn't explain that this is troll radio. When you come on, you've got to be able to troll at a moment's notice. John Clayton with Joe Lowe at Dibs, 957 Dubs Radio. What's your sense, as connected as you are around the league, what's your sense of how the league views the 49ers, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and the job they've done so far?
Well, I think that they're getting good reviews, but then you know, I think it's under the idea that the team's not going to be very good, because it's almost not a complete redo, but it's a complete building process. And understanding that both John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have six-year contracts, you know, they're going to try to do it the right way, trying to at least get good draft choices. I thought they did a masterful job of making deals and not only getting players, at least their first three players, are scheme fits for the new 4-3 defense, but also getting second and third round picks next year, which I think that's good because you want the number of volume of picks, and they're not rushing. That's the one thing that I think is good about this because, you know, they realize next year's quarterback class is better than this year's quarterback class, and so you start to build the foundation of the team, and then next year try to hit on that quarterback, whether it's signing Kirk Cousins or, you know, trying to get a quarterback out of next year's draft, which is going to be richer than this year's draft. So I think they're getting good reviews, but also understanding it's going to be a long, tough season for the 49ers.
John Clayton, one of the absolute best in the business. Catch him as the host of the John Clayton Show on 710 ESPN Seattle with Joe Lo and Dibs on 957 Dubs Radio, powered by Verizon. Mr. Clayton, as always, thank you so much for your time. It's always very insightful getting a chance to catch up with you. Hopefully we can do it again sometime soon.
Okay, sounds good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.